Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back. In Disney's Freakier Friday.
Yes, totally.
OMG, yes. Yes.
On August 8th.
We switched bodies.
I didn't want to be a part of this family, and now I'm part of some dodgy family curse, and I'm the eldest.
The ultimate movie event of the summer arrives.
I think I just peed a little.
Disney's Freakier Friday, in theaters August 8th. Get tickets now.
Oh, this is cool.
Let's do it.
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
I'm a grouch, but I'm no slouch. Of my brilliance, all plant geeks vouch. It is I, Steve Bender, the Grumpy Gardener. Welcome to season 3 of Ask Grumpy, a podcast from Southern Living. Whether you're an ardent fan or an eager newcomer, these next few minutes could very well change your life. I'm here with my sassy sidekick, Nella McGough. Hello, Nella.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Nella.
We have a question from Anne.
Okay.
I have a clematis vine that is 10 years old. This is the first year it bloomed, and then it started turning brown at the ground, and then all the way to the top. What happened?
Well, assuming you didn't set it on fire, the culprit is a disease called clematis wilt. And its fungal spores live in dead stems and plant debris at the base of the vine, and then they reinfect the new growth the next year. And unfortunately, you can't spray with fungicide to prevent this. So what you need to do is cut off all the diseased foliage and stems and throw them out with the trash, and also discard any plant debris around the base of the vine. The good news, yes, we have good news, is that the fungus does not affect the roots, so the vine will grow back. So to promote its future health, make sure the vine isn't crowded by other plants and has good air circulation around it and gets at least 6 hours of sun a day, and chances are the wilt won't come back.
Yeah, I love a clematis vine.
Oh,
they're so pretty.
It's one of the few vines out there that doesn't kill other plants.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice vine.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, that's good to know that it'll grow back.
Oh, yeah. And this is very common, so don't freak out if it happens to you. You haven't been a bad person.
Okay.
Just been unlucky a little.
I hope that'll help you.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
We'll be back with more after the break.
After Zoomies at the dog park, it's time for Drive Up at Target. In goes a big bag of kibble and one squeaky chicken toy for the good boy. Drive Up that's ready when you are, only in the Target app. Just tap Target.
Welcome back to Ask Grumpy, a podcast from Southern Living. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Nella.
What is our tip of the week?
Okay, our tip of the week is how to buy potted trees and shrubs. And be sure that you're getting a nice one when you leave the garden center or nursery. The most important word is check. And I'm not talking about a country in Europe famous for beer, although I'd like to. Okay. You need to check that plant. And I'm going to tell you a couple of checkpoints. First of all, check the foliage. You want to have nice, plump, healthy foliage. You don't want to buy stuff that has brown edges or looks like it's wilted or has yellow leaves. If the foliage doesn't look good, pick one whose foliage does. Okay. Now, also check the bark. You want to make sure that the bark hasn't got any damage to it. It doesn't have a crack. It hasn't been scraped. It doesn't have any discoloration. It's firm. It's holding up the leaves. And then, most importantly, I say check the roots. And you say, what's growing in a pot? How do I do that? It's real simple. You wait till a nurseryman isn't looking, and you slip it out of the pot. And you want to make sure that the roots are pretty much filling that entire pot, although they're not wrapped around each other, but you have a nice, big root system. They look healthy. They're not brown and rotting or anything like that. But they shouldn't be so many roots that they're crowding out of the drainage holes in the bottom of the pot, because that means it's pot bound and it may not grow all that great for you. So check the leaves, check the stems, check the roots. And one other thing, well, two other things. If you're going to buy flowering plants, you're going to say you're going to buy a half dozen flowering plants, could be shrubs, perennials, buy them in bloom. The reason is because you can't always trust the label on the plant or the color. It'll say red, 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 red. And then when you get home and they bloom, you got red, red, pink, white, red. Okay. Yeah. If you want to have all a solid border of one color, buy them in bloom. And when you get a home and you've planted it, the first inclination a lot of people has is, well, now it's time to fertilize it to get really growing right fast. But most times they're already have been fertilized while they're in the garden center. There's fertilizer already in the pot. So there's no need to add any more fertilizer when you get the plant home and planted.
Okay, let me ask you a question about, you know, you see, you're supposed to, if you're taking it out of the pot and put it in the hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say it should go like a little bit above the ground level.
Oh,
or
yeah.
With the ground level.
Well, it's really not that difficult. Most plants are sensitive about being planted too deeply. The top of the root ball should never be lower than the surrounding soil that you have there, because water can puddle in there. You can plant it too deeply and then fill in with it with soil and smother the roots. So you want to make sure you're not planting the thing too deeply. So at a minimum, the top of the root ball should be even with the soil surface.
Okay.
But in a lot of situations where the soil may settle some, what we say is, plant it to the top of the root ball is maybe a quarter to half an inch above the soil surface. Firm soil around it, water it, and then cover the top of that root ball that's above the soil surface. Cover that with a nice layer of mulch.
Okay. All right. Well, that is good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for tuning in to Ask Grumpy. This podcast airs every Wednesday and Saturday. If you have a question, you know where to find me. No question goes unanswered on the Grumpy Gardener Facebook page. Be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. And we love your feedback, especially positive feedback. If you could rate this podcast and leave a review, that would fill me with joy. You can also find us online at southernliving.com/AskGrumpy.
Nailed it.